It's our pleasure to have Brian Cushing here on Texans Late Night. Okay, you ready for the game portion of the program now?
Yeah.
All right, absolutely. This is called Little Picassos. We did this last year with another player, and this is pretty cool stuff because our producer, Claudia Castillo, went into the Texans kids' daycare during games and had some kids draw pictures of Texans players that you know, but Brian Cushing might not, and I wouldn't either based on these illustrations. So let's take a look at our first one on Little Picassos. All right, here we go. This player...
Just ate some pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I think so.
And he has facial hair.
He plays on your side of the ball, okay? He's not quite built that way proportionately, and he might play in the defensive backfield and be very young. So those are your hints.
I'm going to go with Kevin Johnson.
And let's take a look to see. There
yes.
Kevin Johnson.
There we go, one for
right.
one.
So you see, and that was drawn by Joe, age 7. Now let's turn it up a notch here. Our next one on Little Picassos. Okay, now this is definitely out of proportion, I would think. But, you know, kids as artists, you never, like, a little tip here, right? And DP's got kids. You never say, who is that?
Right.
You let them sort of reveal it to you slowly.
Of course I see it.
Also in the defensive backfield and not quite built like this. What are we thinking here, Brian?
Here. I'm going to go Jonathan Joseph.
That's correct. Oh, my gosh. I like
wow.
that. I like
you decipher
that.
A lot of children's drawings in your home.
Yeah. Yes.
That was Luke, age 8, not my Luke. Okay, so let's go to the next illustration on Little Picasso. All right, now we've gone the opposite direction in terms of physique. This player actually has a much bigger physique than that.
So he eats pretty much anything.
Yes, and may or may not have played in the SEC. I'm going to say yes.
Well, Ben Jones.
Ben Jones, oh my gosh.
Like a miniature version of himself.
Yeah. Okay, and next one, I think this is...
That was Taylor, age 8.
Oh, yeah, Taylor. Taylor needs artist credit on this. All right, so let's get to the next one. Little Picasso.
Oh. I love this.
Okay, this is Swamp Thing. And, no, I'm just kidding. It's, you know, you can't criticize a kid's artistic ability, although I can with this one.
It's a beautiful filter of just the green
yes.
eyes.
This player doesn't really look like this much, but makes a lot of plays, you know, major league accolades 2 out of the last 3 years.
Yeah. Gonna go with JJ.
Gotta go with JJ Watt.
Like looking in a mirror.
And that was my kid who drew that one, by the way. I'm like, why did you make JJ look like he came out of a swamp? I just want to know why that happened. So let's go with
Picasso version of JJ.
Yes, let's go with one more here on Little Picassos. Now I think this is tremendous artistic ability here.
Look at those eyes.
Yes. It's almost like a Game of Thrones character or something. But really, you should know this one because it's somebody extremely close to you.
Is it me?
It is you.
That hair, though.
Logan, yeah. age 12, with the artistic ability. Got the eyes, you know, with the little reflection in the eyes.
Coach so. Deb Coleman's
cool.
daughter.
Yeah, yeah. There
cool.
you go.
That's
there
good.
You go. Okay, so Little Picassos. I like that game.
Mark really always do. Wants to know when your hair is going to get that length again.
Oh, I'm kind of in that process right now.
It's going long.
Teetering.
Will the
missus
allow you
teetering.
To take it down like all the way?
Though. She likes it like that.
She does.
She likes
yeah.
it. Aha! Uh-huh. Your theory's always been
the lady. Well, no, some of the ladies do like the hair
yeah,
like that.
Some don't.
Yeah, some
but
don't.
But he thought in your case she might like it short, which is why you've gone short. Mm-hmm.
Did you take any heat, by the way, for the Starbucks comment from the missus?
No, not so much from her, but from the rest of America, yes.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Well,
we got you coffee.
Oh, cool.
Just kidding.
No,
just
we
kidding.
Appreciate
totally
you
kidding.
Being on the show. We always get a gift. This
oh,
is a
thank you, guys.
Thanksgiving.
Awesome.
Thanksgiving basket.
So much.
Especially for all your work with the veterans.
Now,
great.
Carrying
thank
that
you guys.
Through the locker room might be somewhat of a man card violation in
right.
itself, you know.
No, that's fine. No one will say anything to me.
Yeah, no.
That's true. That is true.
No problem. Thank you.
You could wear bunny ears. Appreciate I don't think anybody would say anything to him.
That was good stuff, though, with the Hard Knocks content.
You still get a lot of recognition from fans for Hard Knocks? Do people say comments to you?
Yeah, here and there. I think it really was just a big hit. I mean, the show overall and obviously the fan base and just even just the national exposure. Just people just loving Hard Knocks and always watching. I mean, I watch it every year no matter what team's on it. And you definitely pick up some little things here and there and remember it for a long time.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. Okay, how about a hand for Brian Cushing, everyone? All right. Thank you very much, sir. Coming up, workout tips and fantasy football tips as well on Texans Late Night.